Tag, Privet! Hello and welcome back to the Duspoir podcast. You can probably hear that in the background as my cats let out ferocious meows. The moon is at its full apex peak and my cats are currently locked in the eternal battle to decide who is in charge of this household. Please note that I did mention it is the cats locked in battle. I am not included in that battle because no one is even going to pretend I'm in charge of this household. When I say locked in a battle, it mainly involves a lot of harsh staring at each other and eating all of the biscuits so the other one can't. While the two of them aggressively paw at me from either side, demanding more pets than the other one, who is clearly adopted. But then I turn and look at them and, oh my lord, they're so cute. I even went out and bought some of those like fancy cat calming biscuits that has like the cat marijuana in it to like chill them out. I went without chocolate biscuits and chocolate treats this weekend to afford the fancy cat treats. Only one of them is eating them. So look, at least it might be 50% more relaxed in my house. That is, of course, until I start thinking about one thing, and that thing is Eurovision! Oh my lord, I know it keeps saying it gets closer and closer, and obviously with every week, I know it gets closer and closer, but my god, it's getting closer and closer! We are just a couple of heartbeats away from the end of March. You know what that means? April! Pre-Eurovision month! Then pretty much as soon as that's over, it's Eurovision. Cha-cha-cha-cha! So what's the biggest news of this week? Well, everyone was holding their breath when it was announced there was going to be an interview with Eurovision producer. They interviewed him trying to get some of the scoops and excitements ready for the big event. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to totally reveal some of the awesome facts and things that you can be expecting. And that big news was... there would be something ABBA related. No. Shock. Oh, faint. That is the biggest unnews since that story that said rich people live longer than the rest of us. No shit, Sherlock. Before Eurovision 2023 was even over, all people could talk about was the fact that Eurovision 2024 was the anniversary of ABBA. You also have an ABBA exhibition going on and everybody has been talking ABBA, ABBA, ABBA. Yes, we already bloody know ABBA's going to be featured. We've already factored it in. Most useless, shocking revelation news ever. ABBA will be there. We get it. My friend and I have been having an argument all week about the ABBA montage. I said that it was going to be a number of Eurovision superstars doing little snippets of ABBA songs, but then my friend countered and she insists it is going to be a medley of Eurovision stars all performing little snippets of Waterloo, like Band-Aid, Feed the World style. Either way, it's not, sorry, executive producers of Eurovision, it's not going to be a shock to anyone, but that doesn't mean we're not damn excited for it. So speaking of getting excited for it, and if you don't want to hear anything about the songs that will be appearing at Eurovision 2024, now might be a time for you to whistle a tune. Because speaking about being excited, we are going to look at three more of the songs that will be competing this year at Eurovision 2024. Let's crack it off with Armenia, Ladinova, who'll be presenting the song Jayco. I am so excited about this one. I saw this the same time as I watched the film clip for it. Oh, at first I thought it was going to be a bit of Poland. We are Slavic girls. But then they took a little bit of a left turn. I am for this song. This song is happy, feminist, freedom, living, right, folk, fun, and I am here for it. With the words, quote, I am a free girl and you will watch me dance. This is so much fun. Lead singer Jacqueline, basically the whole point of this song is it's criticizing these sort of rules and restrictions that society is put onto girls and young women. Hell, who are we kidding? Even older women always being told how to behave, how think and feel and what to say, what to wear, how to be, how to live, how to love, how to view yourself. Jacqueline said in an interview, quote, "They used to call me Jaco when I was a little girl. Growing up, I have always been told that girls should behave, be humble, dress normally, not talk too much, not do crazy things." The song basically is a message, just a reminder for herself and for all the women out there to be true to yourself, be who you are, and don't give a damn what society tells you to do. Get up and dance, and who cares if the world is watching? I am all for this song. I am for the message. I am for the feel. Even without the message, this is just a feel great pop. But then you pop on the message on top of it and it is fantastic. Be who you are, who you want to be, who you are inside, and don't let society's bullshit made up patriarchal rules tell you who you are or who you should be. Basically, it's film Barbie, but instead of being presented in 2 hours, you have 3 minutes and a flute. This is a great song. It is a great message. I hope it does well, and I really think it will. I am a free girl, and you will watch me dance. Now, see, remember, that's also the key point here. She's inviting you, watching girls dance. Only do it with consent. Only watching boys dance. Do it with consent. It's all about the consent. It's like when their cats clean their bum in front of my face. They say it's a compliment that they trust you, but you know what I do? I look away because I'm a gentleman. Another song that we have looking forward this year is we have Bessa performing her song Titan for Albania. Now, this is another one. She is dishing up a pearl balaclava this time. What is it with the weird, lacy, pearly face coverings this year? Are we all secretly missing the days of COVID? Are we all missing the mask? Is that what this is? A cry back to a simpler COVID time? Oh, I have to be honest, there are times where I miss the peak of COVID. I still remember when it was against the law for anyone to be within 6 meters of me or to touch me. Oh my God, we all had that big circle of space around us in public. It was such a beautiful thing. The death, the unemployment, yes, not so much, but to 6 meters of square space, it was beautiful. And I'm sick of pretending that it wasn't. So what could we say about Bess's Titan? Well, as a Titan, you may not break, but you may snore. And this one didn't really capture me. This wasn't being anything dramatic. The film clip, there's a lot of shots of her on a horse. And frankly, I just feel bad for the horse. The horse doesn't want to be just standing there all day with you on its back. What did that horse ever do to you? This is certainly in no way is gripping me like the last song. I mean, sure, it's great to feel like a Titan, although it's easy to feel like a Titan when your family are multi-millionaires. Bess's father is a major player in Albanian politics and has a personal net worth over $35 million. So it's easy to feel like a Titan when you're a Nepo baby. You are a monster, just... That's all the poor people you're stepping on as you go through life. Look, I'm just bitter. There are people living in parks. There are people owning hundreds of houses while families sleep in vans. People can't afford food. I've had enough. When are we going to come together and eat the rich? Yum, 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 yum. Swedish meatballs are great to serve up for your Eurovision 2024 party, but oh, can we please be serving meat of the rich balls at Eurovision 2025? Yum, 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 yum. Eat the rich. I even know the vegan gravy that I want to prepare to go with it. Mwah. Ah, look, you got to have dreams. Dreams are important, especially when you're too poor to be able to afford to go out and do things. Yeah, sorry, Albania, you're just not grabbing me this year. Speaking of grabbing us, will Greece be able to do it? This year they are sending Marina Sutty with Zari. Now, full disclosure here, everyone knows the love that I have for Greece in the 2000s. And I think I can speak openly and honestly because, let's be honest, I have spent so much time imagining myself in the arms of Sakis Rouvas. I have been in there for so many hours. I think technically it's enough time to claim citizenship of Greece. And as a citizen of Greece, let me say, when this song started, it did not grab me at all. It did not move me. It did not evoke anything until it dropped the ta, 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 ta. Oh, my Lord. And with the ta, ta, oh, my God. Oh, oh, how can we fight it? We can't fight it anymore. Greece, you've grabbed us once again. Ta, ta, ta. Oh, it just makes me want to link arms and form a straight line and kick my legs and break all of my dishes. Greece, how do you do it every year? How do you suck us in? How do you make us love you so? This one is absolutely hands down going to be a favorite. Just how high it's getting up on that board, a lot of it is going to do with the performance. Oh, I really hope it's something more than just kind of a, I'm going to wear my like sneakers and hip hop, just move my shoulders. Oh, you can do better than that, Greece. I know you can. Oh, I think this one really is going to do well, but oh, with the correct staging, this is just going to take off. Oh, dear sweet Greece, believe me when I say take me, ta, 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 ta. Oh, and you know what? While we're talking about Greece and while we're talking about the things we love about Greece, the second thing I love the most about Greece is Takis and the Takis Shelter. You know what? We're going to put a link up on them on the Facebook page. He is an amazing man in the island of Crete and he runs an animal rescue shelter. Originally, it was just dogs, but then he's taking in some poor cats, even a goat that tried to kill him. Bless him. He brought him in and has healed him back to health. He's an amazing man. Used to own a nightclub. And then one day when he went to the tip, he found abandoned dogs. And then he kept coming back, finding more abandoned dogs, more abandoned dogs. He sold everything that he owned and at one stage was living in a shipping container while he got things together to build his dog sanctuary. And it really is the most amazing place on earth. Oh, the dogs that he saves. I'm going to do a link, everyone, if you've got a spare dollar. I have no involvement with the Takis Shelter, except that I follow them on Facebook. I love their work. He is an idol of mine. And he really rescues some animals in some shocking conditions, and he nurses them all back to health. And then hopefully he can find them a home. If not, they get to live out their senior days in his shelter. Oh, he is an amazing man. You know what? I'm going to be happy Eurovision 2025. We should just bring Takis and his doggies on stage for 3 minutes standing ovation. Takis! So that's three more songs down. We still have more to go. We'll keep the reviews going of next week. We'll certainly keep you updated of any more news. Hopefully it's more, well, it's going to be bigger than news and there's going to be an ABBA theme. Yes, we know. Oh, I think in the same article, he also tried to say that they were going to try and keep it from running too long. Oh, my Lord. That's good. Always leave it with a joke.